It was standing room only when Sharon Cooper took the stage Tuesday night on the University of Illinois' Urbana campus to talk about her little sister she calls Sandy.
She was a young, vibrant girl from Illinois with so much to live for.
Blaine was pulled over in July for allegedly failing to signal a lane change. The struggle between her and the arresting officer was recorded by a dash cam and a bystander's cell phone. Blaine was charged with assaulting an officer. 3 days later, her body was found hanging in her jail cell. Authorities say she hung herself with a plastic trash bag and ruled her death a suicide. Her family disputes that. Sharon Cooper says the family's doing their own investigation and she's still searching for the missing pieces surrounding her little sister's death.
We do not have the maxi dress that you see her in that video. We don't have her cell phone, and I'm really concerned that if we get it back, it will not be in that state. And the trash bag that she allegedly hung herself with, we don't have that in terms of lending credence to our autopsy results. We don't have the gastric contents of her body, which is extremely important. We don't have the toxicology report that they've referenced with the high levels of THC, and no police report. None that we've seen or been given.
Cooper says she's had to put her grief on hold as word of Sandra's death began to make headlines across the country. Cooper says the results of her sister's autopsy were made public before they reached the family, prompting her to channel her grief into controlling the narrative about her sister's character in the media.
What I just call the all-out sullying and vilification of her character started the minute that we actually brought home her body from Texas, and all of the reports start coming out, you know, about this possibility of marijuana in her system and the levels of it. And just the fact that it was released to the media, you know, and not to the family, just to have that play out on a public stage, you have to make the decision to move yourself from the passenger seat to the driver's seat, and I just thought that was really important.
But Cooper isn't alone. She says she finds strength and comfort among the families of those who have lost loved ones to what she describes as police brutality.
While it's a club that you don't want to be a part of, there's a significant amount of support and strength there. We've had the opportunity to meet Trayvon Martin's mother. We've met Mike Brown's mother. We met Eric Garner's mother. We met Tamir Rice. So many of those notable names that have been out there in the news. So to meet them, to be able to touch and actually literally feel their pain has been therapeutic.
Sharon Cooper says she wants justice for her sister's death, and she says justice starts with accountability. Bland's family has filed a wrongful death lawsuit against Waller County, Texas, the Texas Department of Public Safety, jailers Oscar Prudente and Elsa Magnus, and arresting officer Brian Insenia.
We have to hold people accountable for their actions when they act in a way that's not in alignment with the oath that they took. You know, in this particular situation, I think that the key word here is de-escalation, right? It was the officer's responsibility to de-escalate the situation, and he didn't do so. So although we know that something bad happened to Sandy in the jail that it resulted in her not walking out alive, we know that the very reason that she was there, because it was at the hands of an overzealous police officer, and to be quite frank, she shouldn't have been there in the first place.
State attorneys say the case should be dismissed on grounds of vague and insufficient allegations of civil rights violations. I'm Tiffany Jolly, Illinois Public Media.